The following is a presentation of Remnant.
Light of the world. Hey, this is Jeremiah from Remnant Church. Thanks for listening to us online. You know, we want you to be encouraged and filled with hope through your experience as you listen in. This life can be complicated, even confusing, but it's our hope that you catch a glimpse of God's unconditional love for you and His purpose for your life. Thanks for listening in.
Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 and 24. I will read from there. I will be reading from the NIV version. I'm sure you guys have other translations. Probably some of you didn't bring your Bibles, and that's fine too. It might be up there. The worker and the lover. That is my theme of taking the plunge on this series we're getting into. Encouraging our church and all those around you to serve at whatever level, serving God and serving your church. Amen. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 and 24. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 and 24. Reads like this. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving. Let us pray. Father, thank you, God, for this morning. I pray that your Holy Spirit would just fill this place. Teach us, convict us, show us, mold us, make us, God, and what you have wired us to do and serve you first. We pray that you would have your way this morning with our hearts, our minds. Open our ears, our eyes, and our hearts to your word this morning. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Fill it and fill us. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. I like that intro to that movie simply because of what it portrays of not giving up. Simply because a lot of times in life, in short spurts of moments in our life, we want to quit. And it hurts. It can hurt sometimes, but we have it in us. That God designed us that way to have it in us. And what I mean by the worker and the lover, I'm not talking about some affair at work or something. Two different topics. What I mean about the worker is that there's people that work so much that that's all they think about is work and forget about God. And the lover I am talking about is a person that believes in God, follows God, loves God, and does the things for God first. Amen? Hopefully I will wake you up with my hollering. Hopefully God will snap his Holy Spirit finger on you and wake you up. Because many Christians today, as I wrote here in my notes, are burning out, quitting, stopping, turning the other way. Many Christians start out like rockets, fall like rocks. Many Christians today are workers and not lovers of God first. So why the Christian burnout? What is the cause? What is the cause of these Christians just burning out, willing to quit immediately, turn away, or phase out, sizzle out, whatever type of language you young people use or us older folks use? What is it? What is it? What's the cause? Why? Because many are launching into ministry before establishing in themselves the foundation of being lovers of God first. And why do I say that to the believer this morning? My next text will explain it. Matthew 22:37. Jesus replied, again, this is a red letter part of the scripture. When it's in red, Jesus is speaking, and it's important because our King, our Lord is speaking, and it's right there. Love the Lord God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. I don't see maybe, I don't see half. Jesus said, love God with all that you have. Not in part, not in sections, not sometimes, but all that you have. That's all of us right there, heart, soul and mind. That's not a partial calling. And brothers and sisters this morning, friends, Remnant Church, you're all called. I'm sorry, but this morning, whatever you can say that you probably think you're not called, you're called. I'm sorry. Someone told me this morning, a good dear friend I conversated shortly with this morning, he said, God doesn't make mistakes. We can think God makes mistakes, but he doesn't. You're all designed for a perfect reason and purpose. Not just to be here as a human being and go like a robot. You have a purpose. And maybe you find yourself right now being a grandparent, a parent, a son, a daughter, a granddaughter, grandson, a little baby, but you're going to have your purpose as you're growing up. But your purpose is to face whatever God has for us and serve it to the best of our abilities. And I can go on to say that God, yeah, called us to be workers. He called us to be servants. Yeah, he called us to put up people that can't be loved. How many can say amen to that one? Someone has someone here in their life, in their family, like, oh, I want to choke their, I want to knock their head off, I want to shut their mouth. We all have that person. Hello, sometimes it's us. They want to shut us up. They try to shut me up a lot of times, but my mouth's always going for Jesus. That's why my mouth don't stop. If something else, gibberish is coming out, I'll shut up. And I always pray, Holy Spirit, shut my mouth when I shouldn't speak. And he does. Sometimes I'm like, I want to say the wrong things, and he'll shut me up because I pray for it. Because we can say the dumbest things at times. We can react in the wrong way immediately. See, we need to call on the Holy Spirit. But we must also remember that all these services of serving and working for God and our actions before Christ are a branch or a section of the second commandment with the overflow of the first commandment. See, the second commandment, how many know the Ten Commandments? Raise your hand. By heart. I don't. I briefly can remember what most of them say, but the first one says what? Love God first, period. That's it. End of story. What's the second one say? Second commandment says what? Don't have any other things before me. No idols, no other things, no other people. God made it simple. The first two commandments right off the bat. Love God and love serving him, not things. And don't get me wrong. And some of us are there. Some of us have good things and we have money. Praise God. Learn how to prioritize it and use it for his kingdom first. God will bless you. And he will use it, but he wants to use it for his glory through us. Amen? That's the commandment. And look, even Jesus said it in Mark 12, verse 29 through 31. I believe that's the next slide. There it is. Thank you. It says, the most important one, there it is again, Jesus is speaking. Answer Jesus is this, hear, O remnant. Oh, I'm sorry, O Israel. Oh, hear, O remnant. Oh, Israel. Remnant, this is for us. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. Love God. The Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. There it is again. So as servants, as workers, as laborers, what has God really called us to first? To worship him, serve him, and do it all for him first. And a lot of times our pride gets in the way. Our selfishness gets in the way. And we kick God second or third. And that's not what God designed it to be. You were all called for a good purpose. And yes, we're going to have battles and struggles and worries and hurts and pains and tears and situations in life. Absolutely. We're not nullified to that. But God is good. I know his word says, it's not up on the screen or in my text, but he says, all bad I will turn into a good. Listen, I've had my share of struggles in these past years as a Christian. And then when God moved me even more into a leadership position, man, the battle got stronger. The affliction, the oppression got stronger. But that means God is getting glorified. If there's nothing happening in your life, the Holy Spirit ain't moving. He wants to move in your life. Jesus had it tough. They always were looking at ways to plot to kill this King of ours. So guess what? You were called to that too. We're so eager and quick to want to quit, just like the video. But did you hear that coach? Keep going. You can do it. Come on. 20 more. That's what the Holy Spirit is telling Remnant Church. Come on, you can do it. You can serve. Do something. Wake up. That's stepping all over all my toes if it ain't stepping on yours. And it's offensive. God's word is offensive, but take it up with God. He's the one that said it. It's the greatest thing to do. The greatest thing to do. We will never be able to serve God at the level He has called us to if we don't do it out of love for God first. See, when we're serving, it should be for Jesus. Jesus Christ, our Savior, paid a big price, a penalty. He was a ransom for us to be here this morning at Remnant Church. If this is your home, if this is your church, remember how Christ paid your price to be here to serve Him first. He has called us all to serve. Amen? All right, you guys do love me. I love you too. These messages are hard. They're not easy. But they speak to us first as speakers and teachers up here because it slaps us all over the place. You don't even want to say it sometimes. I'm sure Jerry and Jeremiah can agree with me. But sometimes things need to be said and God wants us to hear it. You remember when Moses, I always bring this up. Moses is coming down and God is talking to all Israel before the mountain. The people are like, oh, it's too loud. You talk to God. We can complain. You know what? Get in there. Let it hurt. Let it burn your ears. But God wants to speak callings into our lives. There's so much noise in our lives. Other things are so important before God. And we doubt. You know what, God, this can never happen. This could never change. And again, I sound like a broken record. My life was dramatically changed through the power and the resurrection of Jesus Christ and His blood and dying for my sins. And I've seen lives change before my eyes. I've seen God's hand moving, and I see God moving in Remnant. Called some of you to serve already that I would never have thought you'd be serving, unlike me. Me, a preacher at a church? Come on. You got to be kidding me. I was the worst guy in Brawley. I was bad. But see, God took all that bad and turned it into a good. And I glorify God for it. And I want to use it for God's glory first, not for my glory. I don't want to get up here and play the drums and throw my sticks and throw them in the air and impress you. No, I'm going to play how God called me to worship. I can do those things, but I don't want to steal God's glory. That's not what He called us to. You all have a gift in you that you can use to serve your church. You all have a gift in you that you can serve to use at your home. You all have a gift you can use in you that you can use at your work, at your school. You all are called, perfectly designed by God. Thank you, amen. Man, I get a zeal. Jesus is the reason we should serve. Our text this morning, verse 29, Jesus said, whatever you do, work with all your heart. The word work there in the Greek is pronounced egron. Egron, the word work. And I looked it up. It says to accomplish, commit, produce, or do willingly. So Jesus is saying, whatever you do, do it with all you can accomplish it with. Whatever you do, do it with all your devotion. Whatever you do, serve it as a slave. Serve it with all that you got. Willingly serve. That's what Jesus is saying. And in the very next verse, 30, it says, it is the Lord Christ you are serving. I didn't put that up there, I believe. But I looked up the word serving in the Greek. It's pronounced doulouo. Doulouo means to serve. Look at what it means. It means I am a slave. It means devoted. It means to serve as a slave. It means all personal rights handed over to your ruler or leader. Who's your ruler and your leader in your life right now? Is it the world, the things, the money, your situations, or Jesus Christ? Who was your ruler this morning? I challenge you to answer that question rhetorically in your mind and in your heart. What's ruling you? It should be Jesus. You should be serving, friends. Trust me, we have some plans for you guys to see up here one day through sermons, but there's a lot of work, like Jerry said last week, to do all this. And we sometimes don't want to be here, and sometimes we do complain and bicker and take our claws out at each other. What do you mean you forgot this? Oh, man, the cord. And it's always something. But it's all part of it. God is molding us and working on us to be one strong unit. And you know what He does the most through those tough times? To learn to get along. To learn to disagree in agreement, if that makes any sense. You can disagree, but don't go any further than blowing steam at them. Love them in Christ. Correction can be done in love. And we have those moments here too. The setup crew and the worship team, it gets pretty stressful. It's hard work, but we love Jesus. We prayed this morning. I love what Victor said. We do this because of Jesus. We do it for you, Lord. It's not for our glory. It's that we wish and pray that the worship and the service we do at Remnant, the congregation can grow and move up and serve God in His church, in your body. Amen? I wish I had a pen so I can drop it. It would hurt my ears. So what are some of the symptoms or signs for burnout? What are some of the signs or symptoms for burnout? I wrote a few, found a few. It says a loss of joy of serving Christ. Mumbo jumbo Jesus Christ. I don't want to serve Him. I'm done. It was a good year. I gave it a good run. Nothing's happening in my life. I serve Christ. Nothing's working. We can feel that way. What's another one? Physical fatigue. Raise your hand if you're tired this morning. I'm tired. I've been working 12-hour shifts past 2 weeks. You think I want to be here at 7, 8 in the morning, whatever time? I don't even know what time it is sometimes when we get here. I get here so early, no one's here yet. No offense, guys. They get here on time sometimes. It's hard work. But I wake up and I come here because of Jesus Christ. I remember and He reminds me through His Spirit what He has done for me in my life up till now. He has corrected me. The Holy Spirit has counseled me, taught me, molded me, shaped me, made me, shows me all my faults. Oh, nobody wants to know about our faults, huh? We want to hide them. That area of my heart, no one's going to know. Guess what? That's where God wants to work in. That's the area you need to work in so you can learn to serve and be transparent. Physical fatigue. I have to throw this in here, and it's because I also love her dearly, my wife. Talk about physical fatigue. Some of you met her. Some of you saw her in a 2 months period span. She had 2 open head surgeries, cancer tumors pulled out, and she was here on Sundays. She sat back there with me in pain and tears. She left sometimes because she couldn't take it. She'd get all dressed up, almost to the car, sorry, and I can't make it. And she would cry because she couldn't come to church with 2 open head surgeries to her head. That's a woman that loved Jesus. I learned a lot from Martha. She was an awesome woman, and man, did she love Christ. I get a little pinch. Oh, I can't make it to church. I got a little splinter in my nail. Sorry, Jeremiah, I can't play the drums. Oops, I got a cramp. I can't play the drums. Bob, could you help me out next Sunday? Man, we're good at making up excuses, compromising, justifying. I really wish all of Remnant was here to hear this message this morning, because it's for all of us. I pray for those that couldn't make it, that the Holy Spirit convicts them throughout their day. And I mean that in Jesus Christ. It's good you're here. Because I'm not talking behind your back. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here. See, every time you come to Remnant, listen for God. Don't wait to what Jeremiah's going to say or Jerry or I. Listen for God's voice. They have their way of speaking. I have mine, but God speaks through all voices. Almost every time these guys speak, I get one nugget. I say, oh, that's my sermon. I told Jeremiah and Jerry, every time I use something they said, and God uses it to make another sermon for myself. Because I'm listening for God. I'm not critiquing or listening to how they're speaking. I want to hear God's voice through them. What do I need to do? What do I need to work in my life, and in my area of work for God, my service for Remnant Church? Am I perfect at it? By far, no. But I give it all. I'm like that guy. Come on, 20 more. Sometimes I am playing and I'm tired and I'll mess up. I'll miss the cymbal or lose the beat, and I'm sure you've heard me. I'm tired sometimes, or my mind's at work and it's okay, but be here. Find your position and your calling for God. Resenting the people we are serving, that's another one. Here's another one. Feeling always giving and not receiving. Oh gosh, I'm always doing all this work and no one's doing nothing. I do this, I do that, and look at them, they don't do nothing. Bad guys. There's a story in the Bible that Jesus says, first pull out your tree trunk out of your eye, then you can pull that little speck out of theirs. Don't be quick to judge them. You serve and you don't care what's going around you. You give it all for Jesus. And if you can help them on top of yours, you do it. Because God will strengthen you. It's not your strength. It is not your will or power. It's the power of the Holy Spirit that dwells in us that does that work. It's God's Spirit that moves us. How do you think or believe you got up this morning to get up off the bed to move and move your legs and your muscles and get dressed and girls putting their makeup. Those of you that use it, of course. Oh, we said this. Girls, if you want to paint the barn, paint the barn. Nothing wrong with that. Some don't paint the barn. I don't want to go there. But yeah, God has moved. He gives us that strength. I always encourage remnant. When you wake up, say, God, at least say this. God, thank you that I'm alive. Thank you for the air that I breathe. Thank you that I can get out of my bed and go to work. Be thankful for that. Listen, friends, the smallest, little, simplest, probably silliest prayers, God wants to hear them. My dog used to get sick. I'd pray for my dog. At work, I'm working, I hear guys over here talking about their child is sick, Susie got fever. I'll start praying. I told someone today, this morning as well, there's every second of your life, there's service being done for God that you can do. Every second of your life, you're going to hear something at work, at your home, that has to relate to God no matter what. I can't get away in these 12-hour shifts, in these past 2 weeks of working at my company, that there wasn't a subject, a question, a prayer asked for that they needed. Something comes up about God. He makes it happen. But are you jumping in there? Are you plunging in and taking the action to serve? Ouch, as Jerry says. That one stepped my knee. Here's another one. Symptoms of burnout. Possibly seeing diminishing effectiveness in your serving. Or people expressing concern for you. Oh, brother, are you okay? Can I pray for you? You're all like, oh, my gosh, what's wrong? Do I look bad? I didn't put my clothes on right. I didn't wash my eyes. There's stuff in my eyes. People start concerning for you, and you get all worried. We can get burned out, and it's noticeable. And, yeah, it's okay. Go pray for them or pray for them on your own time if you see them from far. I see some of you walking like zombies sometimes. Hey, good morning. I do it, too. Don't get me wrong. And I'm praying for you, some of you by name. And I'm not going to tell you who you are. God knows. But that's at least my service act for him. That's my service of action for God. So even pray for some of you secretly. I always pray for my leaders. I love these guys. Like I've told you before, I've learned so much from Jerry and Jeremiah. I'm learning so much from Remnant. I'm learning so much from this congregation. I'm learning to serve every day. Are we that hungry? Are we really seeking that? How did Paul do it? How did Paul do it? You know why? I'll tell you why. It's an easy answer. He loved Jesus. Because he loved Jesus. He knew who he was serving. Acts 20 and 24. Look what it says. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me, if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace. See, Paul knew his calling. He saw it and he ran with it. You know Paul's life, most of you that are biblical scholars here, he was stoned, shipwrecked, left for dead, almost drowned, invented the surfboard because he almost drowned. He surfed all the way into the island. I'm kidding. He was almost left for dead many times. He'd get up and dust himself off. Just like the guy in the video in the intro. He didn't give up. Don't give up. Yeah, there's obstacles, situations, problems, issues. Don't give up. The power of the Holy Spirit lives in you. God's power is moving in you. And he's called you to serve at that level. And it's going to be hard at some times. So what are the causes for burnout in most cases? First one, I put wrong priorities. Wrong priorities. We need to reprioritize our lives. I know some of you personally, like a handful here, that actually text me really early in the morning. You're seeking, you're sending texts. I know you're praying. That's what we need to be doing. When you get up, you seek God. It's the priorities. We need to put God first. Let me ask you this. Is church even a priority in your life? Is church a priority in your life? It needs to be. It needs to be. Why is it a priority to serve in your church? I found this scripture. It blew me away. I loved what I read. Hebrews 8:5. God's holy word. You need to understand what this is. What it represents. This is the holy scripture of God. And I get passionate and zealed up to shout it out if I have to. That you understand this is God's word breathed to humanity. For us to live by, for, and through. They serve at a sanctuary that is a copy of the shadow of what is in heaven. This is why Moses was warned when he was about to build the tabernacle. See to it that you make everything according to the pattern shown you on the mountain. See, God was showing Moses what the church was going to be like, what needed to be done, acts of service for God. And it says it right there. This is a copy. Guess what? What we're doing here every Sunday, when you're in a Bible study, when you're gathered and seeking and praying and hearing God's word, that's what they're doing in heaven right now. The Bible says 24/7, the angels are worshiping. There's always something going on around God in the holy sanctuary, in the presence and the holiness of God. And we need to be practicing it here, because this is our boot camp before we go there. If you're not doing it here, you won't be ready for there. And some of us probably won't even make it in. Amen. Whew. Guys, what you see is the passion for Christ. What you're hearing is the drive of the Holy Spirit that drives me to tell you and remind you. I love what Jerry said last week too, and I believe Jeremiah said it too. We don't get paid to do this, and we don't care. Hopefully speaking for them too. We don't care. We care God's word gets out. We care remnant grows. We care remnant is done in the shadow of what's taking place in heaven right now. This is your boot camp. You're practicing your life here to go into the eternal life. So if you're not serving at some capacity here, hello, guess where you're going to be up there? Maybe not in there. Are you written in the book of life? God gave you a purpose, a life, designed you for something. There's something in you that you probably can't find. Pray, ask, seek. God will show you. I am so privileged. My mother's here today. And a sister of mine is here today. And I mention them because first, I'm honored that they're here. I'm glad they're here. But secondly, they know my life. They knew who I was. You talk to them after church and ask them how much I talk. Orale, se. Timon. I didn't talk. I was this hard macho cholo guy, so I thought. Then my old Rosie's here too, my baby sister. She sent me pictures when I was all like that. Like, oh, man. What did you do that to me for? I ain't showing you the pictures. I'm probably this fat, like this microphone. I'm not any fatter now, but I look like this mic stand, y'all. They know my life. I was quiet. I didn't care for God. My mom suffered a lot because of me. I put her through a lot. She fought battles for me through my dad. My dad's in heaven too now, even with Jesus. Him and my wife are partying in heaven right now, waiting for us. But she put up with a lot. But God let her see my new me, what God can do. And my older sister that's here, Patty, she's seeing it too. And God calls family members. You're that tool that's going to bring the rest. But if we're going to take these other actions and show them you don't always have to serve, you don't always have to be nice, and you can do whatever you want, that's not Christ-like, and they're going to learn from that and be amplified in them. That is not good. We need to show them the drive, just like that video. That's the type of Christian we should be that doesn't give up. Yeah, it burns sometimes. Yeah, it hurts, but you got to keep going to draw them. I know at times they've questioned amongst themselves, why is it Frank always smiling? Our brother has been through a lot and he did it on himself and he smiled because I didn't do it by myself. It was Jesus Christ that strengthened me. See, most of you in this room, if you could take your heart out and look at it, and you've had some really hurtful things done in your life, be it whatever, and you saw all those scars, that's what God sees, and he says, I can use those to testify about me to other people. He looks at our heart. How willing is it willing to serve? How willing is those scars willing to testify to the world? Yeah, I'm an ex-drug addict. I used a lot of drugs. I drank a lot of alcohol. I lied to my parents. I lied to my ex-wives. I lied to my children. I'm not proud of it, but I'm easy to boast it because Christ lives in me, and that's what we are to do. That's another service action for God. Be transparent. Don't hide it. I'm ashamed of what I did in my past, but look what God is doing. I would never have thought of being up here preaching Christ. He knew. I just had to find the calling. And when I said, Jesus, come into my heart 13 years ago, man, this mouth took off like a motor. It doesn't stop. I even tell people I sit with, I'm talking a lot. Yeah, you are. 90% of the time I'm talking about Christ if it ain't music. Music is second and third now. That's why I pray that some of these drummers, come on, ask me, you want to play? Go for it. I want to lift my hands in praise too. I'm willing to spread the blessings. Listen, church, I've said this before. With the numbers that are in here, each one of you could probably do something on Sunday mornings for Remnant Church, probably once a month, twice a year. 2 months out of the year, you can come help us. I'm throwing rocks at you now. Big hints. Twice out of a year, you can be here to do something for Remnant. You're called. I'm sorry. It's not rocket science to fold chairs and unfold chairs. It's not rocket science to put these stands up or carry something, set up tables. God has called you. If this is your church, that's for you. Sometimes our priorities can be very wrong. Why are you serving Christ? To be known as a Christian workaholic? Oh, look at me. I did all this. I set that up. I did this. I did that. Whose glory are you stealing? God's. Do it for God. Come twice a year, do it for God. You don't want to be known as a Christian workaholic. You're stealing the glory from God. And seeing the only way to recovery is you need to restart. You need to stop long enough for at least 5 minutes, stop all the noise, get you 5 minutes, and get on your knees or sit down and cry before God. Maybe you'll hear from Him. I'm a very busy person myself. My schedule is insane, but I find the moments. Again, I was up here a few months or weeks ago, and it's been months now. I don't turn my radio on. I said this last time, and I say, God, I haven't turned my radio on, God. I'm praying, I'm talking with you, and I'm seeking Him. I'm trying to remember verses, scriptures, sermons. I'm always talking with God when I'm in my car because I find myself driving a lot lately by myself, but I'm not by myself. The Holy Spirit is right there. And I don't turn my radio on anymore. It's been a couple of months. And it feels good because I'm talking with God. That's what we need to do. Put some things aside. We need to slow down. That's where renewal will start. Priority, I think I put it up there, priority. Only through a growing love and relationship with God will we be able to get our priorities right with God. That's the only way. The only way. We need to get along with God at times. Our pleasures are going to get in the way. Things. We love pleasure. Oh, man. I like that taco. Oh, man. I like that movie. I got to go see it. I'll go to church next Sunday. Pleasures. I asked you this last time. Where do you think pleasure comes from? Pleasure. Where does it come from? God. We're made in His image. He pleases because He loves us. He's pleased to bless us, to use us, work in us. So that pleasure should be given back up to Him. Not yourself first. It pleases God. So we need to please Him back. And when you're doing things for God, especially when you don't want to or it's getting tough, did you know the Bible says there's sweet aromas to His nostrils? Because He's there helping you, carrying you through that time, moment. Whatever it be, we need to refuel ourselves with God's word. If not, we will run out. Just like that coach encouraging, the Holy Spirit is continually encouraging us. So first, our priority needs refueling up with God's word. We need to be refueled. Secondly, what's the second reason for burnout? The wrong motives. What is your motivation? Why are you here this morning? What motivates you to be here? Structure, your parents, religion. Why are you here? Routine. Oh, that's what I do on Sunday. Sorry, I can't come over. I'll be there later on Sunday. I got to go to church. No. You should say, you know what? Maybe next Sunday, maybe I got to be in church. I got to go hear from God. I got to go hear that guy that yells a lot today. And I don't know what God's going to say, but He's going to say something. I got to go hear, like Jerry says, the fat bald guy. I got to go hear that wonderful teacher, Jeremiah, that speaks like a teacher. That's what you need to be telling that phone or that thing. Prioritize. Motivation. Does what Jesus say motivate you? Does what Jesus say motivate you? These are hard questions. They hurt me too. Matthew 4:10. I think it's up there. Look at Jesus. Jesus said to Remnant. Jesus said to Frank. Jesus said to Jerry, Jesus said to Jeremiah, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve Him only. All of us have little Satans in our lives. Angel, devil. Oh, I don't want to. You should. I don't want to. You should. He wants to motivate you. Satan wants you to just to sleep, chill out, forget it, do it next week. Maybe serve. No, you're not called to serve in the church. What a lie. What a lie. You're all called to serve at some level. That little saint of yours is lying to you. If you're showing signs of burnout, maybe it's time to examine your motives. Oh, I'm serving here. Nothing's going right. What's your motivation? My passion and motivation is to here to serve Remnant first, then drum for Jesus. And I'm willing to offer these other drummers, come sit in for me. Praise God. That's what drives me. I want the blessings to spread and flow and multiply. Maybe I can be used somewhere else. Taking or trying to please or impress people in the church, seeking to earn their approval, is deadly to your own soul and spirit. Don't try to impress no one. Don't do it for man, as we read in the scriptures this morning. It's deadly for you. Often Christians that burn out have trouble setting boundaries, unable to say no to the requests and expectations of others. Are you living on what other people are telling you or expecting of you? That's not God's voice. Listen for God. Read scriptures. It's in the Bible. And sometimes we have our own high expectations of ourselves. And when we don't see the results we hope for, guess what happens? We quit. We burn out. We say, I'm done. Kind of like when my wife passed away. I say, what do you mean, God? Here she is in her prime of life. You made me fall in love with her all over again through her illness, because I was always with her, bathing her, cleaning her, feeding her, and I fell in love with her all over again. Then he took her. Explain that. Did I need to understand it? No. Do I need to learn from that? Yes. God is saying, keep going. Just like she always told me in her last dying days, you better not start preaching. I will come down from up there and get you. She would say it in Spanish, of course, but paraphrasing, subtitles. She said it a little tougher than that. My wife was the kind that she'd get in your face. You better not stop. But that was God's voice through her. Because God knew that I was going to want to quit. There was times I tell Jeremiah, you know what, I can't. I'm unable. What a wimp. I only went to the 20, threw the guy off my back, and just pulled out my sleeping bag. And God was saying, don't you stop, through my wise voice. The correct motivation only comes when we get real before God. The refreshing and renewal may start when you get an honest conversation with God. That's why you got to get alone and tell him the deep things you're hurting. The deep things you would like and desire. But you got to get real. Come to someone you trust and love and can stay there and tell him, you know what, brother, sister, I'm going through this. Please pray for me. I'm struggling here. Pray for me. That's the right motivation. And then when you get quiet with God and you start hearing him, he might be questioning your motives and wanting to give you a new motivation based on his purpose for your life, not your own. See, we all have expectations, purposes in our life, but they're not your own. They're God's. He's predestined your life. He predestined me to be here preaching with Jerry and Jeremiah at Remnant Church 14 years later, 15 years later. I never thought I'd be here. Here I am. Hello, everybody. This is what you get. And it's from God. Sorry. Take it up with him. So first, our priorities need refueling in God's word. Second, our motivation needs replenishing. Our motivation needs replenishing and seeking what God wants. And my third and last point is this. The wrong ministry causes burnout. The wrong ministry causes burnout. Ministry. Are you in the right ministry? Are you doing what you were wired to do by God? Is ministry a match to your spiritual gifts and talents? Does it really engage you at a deep level? See, all my life, I grew up being a drummer. I wanted to drum like my older brother, and I got there, and I got pretty good. So God designed me to be ready for a church one day as a servant and a disciple of Christ, and all my energy goes in there. I was designed to drum. I never knew I'd talk a lot, but he designed that too. But you know why he made me a preacher's second drummer now? Because he saw the passion I started having when I was in his word. He would see the tears that would flow, that would convict me to say, I got to work on this. And that came second and third now. Then here's my wife getting sick, and my passion was to serve her. See, sometimes you got to let go of some things and move to where God wants you to do, and then you'll see the change, the growth, the blessings, God's hand. And when I go practice and play this instrument, it's almost like easy. Sometimes I don't even have to think about it because it's his spirit. It's his gift he gave me to use toward the church. I'm not really concerned about it. Yeah, I'm concerned about timing, guys. And I'm off sometimes. But everything else, it just flows. Victor was handing out the notes yesterday and the chords or notes. I don't even know music. He looks at me, oh, you don't need one of these. And I was like, praise God. Praise God. It's Jesus. I was wired to drum, and I'm wired to speak. What are you wired to do? Only you know what you're good at. Only you know what's in you. Only you know what motivates you to drive to do that. Use it for the church. Use it for the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Use it for God. There's something in all of you. Christians need to spend lots of time and energy on something God didn't call them to do passionately. What is ministry? What does the Bible say? Romans 12:6-13. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in appropriation to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. Something in there we can do. Oh, but I don't know what I can do and what I'm good at. Greet people. Greet people. If I had more time when y'all get here, I wish I could greet all of you. I try to say hello, and it's hard to break away because the conversation is good, and I want to greet everyone. But I'm grateful we have two other pastors that cover the other ground. We try to get everybody, but it's not easy. That's where you come in. Greet each other. Greet each other. There's a website. You don't know what you're calling? Is there a website up there? This is a, I think it's the next slide. That's fine. There it is. Thank you, Jerry. Go there. Go to our website. I believe you tap into this sermon today. Go look for my sermon next week in a couple of weeks for this sermon, The Worker Not the Lover, or Worker and Lover, whatever it's called. It's there now. You can go home today, and it takes like 20 minutes. I think, I don't know how many questions it is. Answer all these questions as honestly and as well as you can, and I'll guarantee you it's going to point what you're called to. There's several people in this room, including myself, that have taken this, and we're exactly where we should be for God. When I did this test, the first one was pastor, and the second one was music. How weird. There's someone in this room, I'll keep anonymous, that was called to be a teacher, and they're teaching. Then there's several of you. It'll work. Have you tried it? No. You're saying, yeah, no. You're agreeing. Okay, go do it then. Guys, I'll guarantee you, please try it, and you'll see your calling. Then get on the horse and ride it. Put that sleeping bag away. I brought this out for a purpose. Put it away. Put it away. I went a little further. Maybe God is calling you to a new ministry. He wants you to start something. I don't know what it is, but I looked up the word ministry. Is it up there? I think it's the next slide, ministry. It means, it's pronounced in the Greek, diakoniach. It's a pretty hard one. Diakoniach means waiting on a table. Active service done with a willing and grateful attitude. You're a waiter. You have called to be a waiter. What? I hate washing dishes. I like washing dishes, don't get me wrong. I really do. I'm good at washing dishes. But don't invite me to your house, I won't wash them. Only if you'll make me dinner, I'll go. We're a waiter at best. That's what the word ministry, I always wonder, what does ministry mean? Is it even in the Bible? Yeah, it's in there over 100 times, 104, I believe. The word ministry meaning this, what it means. You were called to be a waiter. What does that mean? To serve at whatever level. Waiters do all. They'll clean the table, pick up the tip gladly, go in the back, wash dishes if they have to, sign you in, take you to a table. They all have different little areas, but they're waiters. You're a waiter for Jesus. Are you willing to be one? Are you willing to be called one? God gave us all we need. We shouldn't have no more excuses, friends. After these verses, after this sermon, you should have no excuse not to serve. 2 Corinthians 4:1, look what it says. I think it's up there. Look at what it says. Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. It's already in you not to quit. It's already in you to be able to, just like the guy in the intro of the video. It's already in you to serve. You can't quit. It's already in you. God designed it. What's the next one? Isaiah 40 and 31, look what it says. But those who hope in the Lord, I don't know if all of you in this room hope in the Lord, but I do every day, will renew their strength. I can. I'm tired. No, you can renew it in God. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. You're getting tired. You're burning out because you're not seeking God, and your priorities, your motives, and everything else with it is wrong. It's not lined up. God ain't first. That's where burnout comes. What keeps me and these pastors going? The driving passion, priorities, our ministry focused on Jesus first, to reach people, to make remnant grow and wake up and be spiritually, passionately alive and hungry to serve. That's what keeps you from burning out. And it's coming from the first commandment. God said it. The very first commandment in the Old Testament, God is first. What are you today? What are you today, a worker for God or a real lover of God first and then working for Jesus? It's time, guys. It's time to roll up your sleeping bag. Put it away, guys. Wake up. Get up. Start working and moving for God. Put up your sleeping bag. Fold up that lounge chair and say, okay, God, I am right here. I want to do something for Remnant. How do you know? Go look up the website. Find out where your calling is. God wants to use you. He wants to use all of you in this room. He got great things for you. Serve Him. Jesus gave it all for you. Why won't you give it all for Him? Just remember what He did on the cross.
Light of the world. You've been listening to a presentation of Remnant. For more information, visit us at remnantchurchonline.com. You